We have a lot of things going on in the world and in our country, but I think right now the most important thing coming up Tuesday, November the 8th, is voting day. Now, I would never tell anybody who to vote for or what to vote for, but we as individuals have to do our own research. We have to make our own decisions, and don't let anybody influence you. Just let the Holy Spirit influence you more than anything. And look at people's character. I have got a book that I'm going to be distributing to the church, and if you'd like to have one, send me an email or let Phil know, and I will get it sent out to you. And it's put out by Our Daily Bread, and it's called Character-Driven Leadership. And that's what it's all about. You know, we're all characters. I know I'm a character. But you have to look about the character of the person, because the character of a leader, and we're going to elect some new leaders this time and re-elect some other ones, but the character of a leader is defined by the values that they demonstrate to others in their daily work, their daily life. And a godly leader leads with the values like integrity, humility, excellence, love, perseverance, courage, forgiveness, generosity, sacrifice, and encouragement. This is the kind of leadership that's a powerful witness, not only to people around them and their families, but to many other people that they come in contact with in the course of their life. And if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I think that most everybody listens to the sound of my voice and know a little bit about me here at Bethel United Methodist Church, I am not a perfect person. I make a lot of mistakes too. But trust in the Lord, and that's what you got to do. And kind of represent the character that Jesus laid out for us in our witness. It's a key thing that other people see when we interact with each other, that we have the love of God in our heart. Amen. So vote on Tuesday. Select the kind of leader that you think would be good. Now, you have to trust them. You have to go by what they say. But look at what they do. And if they do something different than what they say, think about it. So anyhow, I just wanted to let you know and encourage you to vote this coming Tuesday. Anyhow, I don't know of too many other announcements that's going on. It's a beautiful, beautiful time of the year here in North Florida, and we're grateful for that. As we celebrate a birthday this week, and I celebrated my birthday last week, and Betty Brown celebrated her birthday last week, and this week we will celebrate the birthday of Tina Crowder Oaks. So with that, and if there are any other birthdays that we don't know about, here's my birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God loves you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Same with the anniversaries. You know, we have one special anniversary coming up this month. We call it Thanksgiving. And as we look back to the year that has passed, I know we probably have a lot of things to be thankful for. But anniversaries are something special. We always think of wedding anniversaries. But anything in your life and you say, oh, wow, that's been a year already. Good, bad, or indifferent, because we hang on to what the Scripture says, that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord thy God and called according to His will, not our will, His will and purpose. What a joy it is to be able to sing happy anniversary to anybody that is celebrating an anniversary of any kind this week. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God loves you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. Have a wonderful, blessed day.